Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 149. 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 4, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Reminder, this is one of 4 podcasts where we read to you blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourselves. Except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. It's one of my favorite parts of the show, so definitely keep those questions coming. Something I didn't mention earlier this week is giving you all an update on my mom's status. For those of you that didn't know, my mom had a heart attack recently. She had a procedure done, and she was basically bedridden for 2 weeks. It's funny because she's such a tough cookie that after a couple of days of being bedridden, I was getting calls like, "Can you drive me somewhere? I have cabin fever." She was ready to go back to work within 3 days. When she's feisty like that, I know she's doing well. And so thank you all again for your well wishes. She's doing very, very well. She's back at work, believe it or not. She's happy. She's in good spirits and otherwise just feeling really, really great. So again, thank you all for your well wishes. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. This whole week has been one big post from Zen Habits. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to parts 1 through 3, starting on Monday's show, which is episode 146. Okay, let's conclude Leo's post and optimize your life. 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 4, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. 10. Eat clean if possible. What's clean eating? It's a lack of junk food and as little processed food as possible. It's whole grains, lean protein, fruits and veggies, good fats, beans and nuts. Basically, healthy food. You don't need any fancy diet plan. Just eat these kinds of clean foods and eat a variety of them. Now, you can eat, quote, unclean foods, of course, but as much as you can, eat clean. 11. But don't severely deny yourself. If you go on a diet and restrict yourself from foods your body craves, you will eventually binge. That's not a healthy eating plan either. Restrict yourself severely and then binge, then repeat. Instead, indulge in what your body is craving, but do it in moderation. Then, instead of feeling guilty, move on and aim for clean foods most of the time. Feel free to indulge, as long as it's the exception and not the rule. You want to have an eating pattern that you can live with, not something that will last a month and then collapse. 12. Eat lots of veggies and fruits. If there's any single diet change you can make that will make the biggest difference in you getting leaner, it's this. 2 reasons. 1 is that they are high in fiber and vitamins and minerals, which most people are lacking in their diet and which promote a healthier body. 2 is that they're high in volume without being high in fat or calories. You can eat lots of fruits and veggies, but have very few calories. 13, high quality carbs are your friends. While in many circles, carbs have been vilified, and in the case of white breads and sugary foods, justifiably so. The truth is that if you're going to increase your exercise, you need carbs. but you should aim for ones that are high in quality, whole grains without a lot of fat or sugar, high in fiber and nutrients. Fruit, veggies, oatmeal, and whole grain breads are some good example of high quality carbs. 14. Drink water only. Well, almost only. I have a cup of coffee in the morning and an occasional beer or glass of wine, especially if I burned a lot of calories exercising that day. But other than that, I only drink water all day long. I don't consume massive amounts of it, as that hasn't been shown to contribute to weight loss, but I make sure that I stay hydrated, and drinking water instead of juice or sweet drinks is a good way to keep out those extra calories. 15. Increase intensity. After you've built up some endurance in whatever exercise you choose, whether that's walking or running or cycling or swimming or rowing or hiking, you should increase the intensity of that exercise perhaps once or twice a week. That doesn't mean do an all-out effort, but doing faster paced intervals or walking or running or biking up hills helps increase fitness, calorie burn, and leanness. I'm a fan of long, slow miles, but more intense workouts really improve performance and get you fitter than ever. 16. Rest is just as important as exercise. Many people make the mistake of exercising at a high level all the time and think that rest is for wimps. Well, it's not. Rest is when your body heals itself and grows stronger. If you just exercise all the time, your body will break down and you'll get injured or burned out. It's something I have to do all the time, force myself to take a break. To ensure that you're getting proper rest, make sure that 1, you take at least one full rest day a week, and 2, if you're just starting out, and 2, follow a hard workout day with an easy one or a rest day. And 3, you get lots of sleep. Even take naps if you're doing a lot of exercise. 17. Most of all, enjoy yourself. Getting leaner and fitter doesn't happen overnight or even after a week or 3. It's a long process and it takes patience. And you'll quit if all you're looking for are results on the scale or in the mirror, especially if you don't enjoy the exercise and good eating. If you really want to get lean and fit, you need to stick with it for the long haul. And that means you need to do it because you enjoy it. Make exercise fun. Don't do it if you hate it. However, give it a couple of weeks before you decide. Often it gets much easier and more enjoyable after a couple of weeks. Find exercises you love to do, that you look forward to doing. Find healthy foods that you enjoy. Living the healthy lifestyle can be a real pleasure if you make it so, and it'll help you to get where you're going if you enjoy the journey. You just listened to part 4 of the post titled 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So Leo mentioned consuming high-quality carbs. The current debate right now is whether those are truly necessary, especially for those that are exercising. The ketogenic diet, for example, is quite low in carbohydrate, and yet there are athletes who suggest that it can actually improve performance if you limit your carbohydrate intake. Now, I did have a Q&A where I talked about that as well. So if you want to hear my take on the ketogenic diet for those that are active and for athletes, definitely listen to that. I also like that he mentioned increasing intensity. I said this on yesterday's show. Basically, I was alluding to the fact that if you increase the intensity of your workouts, take less rest between, let's say, sets when you're weightlifting, you will actually potentially burn more fat. Again, everybody's body is different, But what we're learning is through some research, some well-designed studies, you can burn more fat if you up the intensity. Yes, that means you won't be working out as long. As you increase intensity, the duration of your exercise is going to go down, and that's expected. But it's mixing it up, and it's going to force your body to adapt, and we're finding that people may burn more fat that way. So I really like that advice in particular. And lastly, he is absolutely right when it comes to enjoying yourself. You've got to find something that you like. Otherwise, you're just going to stop doing it. You got to find foods that you like. You got to find vegetables and fruits that you actually enjoy. If you don't, you will stop. So I love that he closed with that. That is probably one of the most important tips when it comes to long-term behavior change that anyone can give you. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that I answer your questions every Friday in a special Q&A episode. If you want to send in your own question for me to answer right here on the show, you can come by our website, oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a question and send it in. It's totally free. The question can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management, anything along those lines, and it's super easy to do. Or if you prefer, you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So that officially wraps up the four-part Leo Babauta post. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, one of my favorite parts of the week where I answer your questions and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.